If you're beginning your retirement savings journey in your 50s, here's what you can anticipate and some of the actions that you may need to contemplate. Today on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, we're going to dig into retirement savings outcomes when you begin saving in your 50s.
Welcome in to Retire Smart Maryland Radio with Prashant Savapathy.
Welcome into Retire Smart Maryland Radio. Your host, Prashant Savapathy, and you can find him at Elite Income Advisors, the power behind this program. Check him out online. Great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. And again, headquartered Ellicott City, but offices also located in Annapolis and in Rockville. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Just a quick reminder, Prashant's an independent fiduciary helping hundreds of his clients get ready for their retirement. And here we go. Embarking on retirement. Retirement savings, and we talk about this time frame quite a bit. If you're in your 50s, it might seem like a little bit late, but hold the phone. Nonetheless, we have a lot of twists and turns when it comes to our life, so there are some, you know, scenarios we're going to go over. So if you're in your 50s, take some notes. It is crunch time. So, Prashant, this first one, it just seems it's a no-brainer. You just increase what you are contributing to your retirement.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you get into that last 10 to 15 years before you actually get to retirement, you really need to turn up the savings wherever you can. So individuals over the age of 50, Morgan, can make something called a catch-up contribution, which is essentially a rule that the IRS permits you to put in more than the standard limit to things like your 401ks, your IRAs, your Roth IRAs. And so effectively, catch-up contributions enable you to turn up that savings a little bit higher as you get into the last kind of stretch before you get to retirement. Utilizing those higher limits can substantially kind of enhance your retirement savings within a shorter time frame. I was doing a review with a client just earlier this week, and he is 49 years old and turns 50 in May. And that was great because he's putting about $6,000 a year into his Roth IRA. But now that he's turning 50 years old, he can go up to the $7,000, which is the 2024 limit, and then add an extra $1,000 for the catch-up contribution to get to a total of $8,000 to his Roth IRA. You can do the same thing for your 401k if you're over the age of 50.
Tell you, it's so important to just kind of know your guidelines and what you can do. So if you feel like you're a little bit late to the game, these are things you need to be aware of. If you're hitting age 50, you've got the catch-up contributions, but also, you know, your window, your time horizon, it has shortened quite a bit. So what about just being a little bit more aggressive on the investment side, as long as you're safe, but be aggressive with part of it?
I think this is part of the issue with starting late, right? Like we all have our own unique kind of path, and maybe you were helping kids get through college or putting them through private education like a lot of our clients do. And so if you started a little bit later in life, then you might have to invest a little bit more aggressively to get to your savings goals. And so, of course, riskier assets do offer the potential for higher returns. But, of course, that comes at some cost. And the cost is usually the cost of increased volatility or the threat of losing more money than something that could be lower in risk. And so this is why I think it's really important to seek the advice, the help, the guidance of a professional advisor so that you can really create a customized strategy. I think this idea of just blindly taking risk because you feel like you're behind is an incorrect way of going about it, because if you take that risk the wrong way or at the wrong time, it could actually set you back further than what you were expecting. And then that starts to mess with your retirement timeline, starts to mess with several other factors that go into your financial plan. So before you just dial up the risk, make sure you seek professional guidance with this type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, have that plan, have it in place, considering your options and where you are on your path to retirement. If you're in your 50s, we're talking about things that you can do. You're listening to Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Savapathy, Elite Income Advisors. Going to give you that opportunity to get on his calendar. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. All you got to do is call 800-653-8404. Maybe you're in that 50s range. Maybe you're sitting on that portfolio. You you've saved well, but you haven't really thought about the planning process and what goes into it, this is an opportunity for you. 800-653-8404. So increased contribution limits, we've talked about. Maybe you're going to be a little bit more aggressive, but you got to be careful there because, you know, your window, your timeline is a little bit shorter. And speaking of shorter, one of our favorite things, Prashant, is compound interest. We just don't have enough time really to take full advantage of that if we start late.
That's right. If you start that process of saving just in your 50s, of course, there is less time for that compound interest to accrue. And what that really means is that you're going to really need larger contributions to your savings accounts and retirement accounts to achieve similar balances as if you were to start, say, in your 20s or your 30s. Here's some kind of interesting data for you. I was playing around with a compound interest calculator. Let's say that we were going to put away $30,000 a year. That's what we had allocated to be able to save. Okay, if I invest that money and hypothetically it earns 8% on average per year, if I did that for just 10 years, $30,000 a year for 10 years means I would have contributed $300,000. And with the growth, with that 8% interest over 10 years, my $300,000 would have grown to $434,000. Now, if I did that over 20 years, that would have grown to $1.372 million. That's $1,372,000. But Morgan, if I take this one step further, if we save for 30 years, that $30,000 a year for 30 years at 8%, check this number, it grows to $3,398,500, which puts you in a position to retire in your most fulfilling version of life.
That's why Prashant is an independent fiduciary. I, here in my office, have an automatic putt return I play with. He plays with a compound interest calculator. So you're in good hands, folks. I mean, it's about having that plan. Talking about if you're 50 and older, you know, make sure you're dialing in on these. And also, if you're a little bit older, you got to take a look at the landscape, where you are, retirement age assessment, the next one. Are you going to be able to retire at the age that you're picked? Let's just pick 65. You may have to work a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to start to map this stuff out. I mean, so often our radio listeners, the folks that watch my television show, come in to visit, and their core questions are, A, when can I retire? B, how much do I need to retire? And C, when I retire, can I stay retired, right? And the earlier you can start mapping that out, the more prepared you're going to be so that you'll know whether or not you have to consider working an extra year or two if you're not quite on track. Or maybe you're even in a position like so many people are where you didn't know this, but you might be able to retire early, right? And if that's the case, you'd want to know about that. So folks, what we're going to do is we're going to open up our phone lines. It's 800-653-8404. If you're just getting started in your 50s, or maybe you've already saved up a little bit of a nest egg and you're just not sure where you stand for retirement, great opportunity to come in and visit with my team of fiduciaries at Elite Income Advisors. Again, 800-653-8404. When you book that appointment via Zoom or in my headquarters office in Ellicott City or Annapolis, we'll be able to sit down with you and provide you with a series of reports, including like an income plan, Social Security analysis, and investment review to show you whether or not you are on track for your most fulfilling retirement. 800-653-8404, complimentary review available now.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, you're 50 and older, you're cruising, and here comes retirement. Some things that you need to be aware of. We've talked about half of them. We've got more to come coming up. Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, headquartered in Ellicott City, also offices in Annapolis and in Rockville. And Prashant's a published author, a couple of books already to his credit, Physical Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. And again, folks, independent fiduciary. It's all about having that plan, being ready for retirement. A lot of you have done a fantastic job. accumulating, saving, putting it away into your retirement accounts, but that does not equate to a retirement plan, a roadmap to get you to and through, because there are a lot of potholes on the way and you want to avoid and enjoy that retirement. So listen up. We'll give you an opportunity to get on the calendar. So these appointments, Prashant, before we dive back into 50 and older and things you need to be doing, but let's walk them through what's going to happen if they can grab one of these appointments.
Yeah. So when you come into the office, you'll sit down with my incredible team here, licensed advisors, fiduciaries, who are really going to sit down with you and understand your situation, right? Like we always say that there's no one size fits all plan, right? It just depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So that very first visit, we're going to get to know you. You're going to get to know us. You're welcome to ask us as many questions as you have on your mind. From there, we're going to, once we understand your situation, we're going to design a plan for you. By the way, all of that falls under the complimentary service that we're providing. It's totally free. Okay. So there's no obligation to do any business. But when we put that plan together, my team's going to take you through a Social Security optimization report. They'll help you understand when the best time for you is to take that Social Security benefit that could result in thousands of dollars of income over the course of your lifetime. Next, we're going to put together what we call our Income for Life report. Income for Life report is going to help you map out your income after considering income taxes and inflation so that you have a roadmap you can follow to expect what kind of income you're going to have for the rest of your life. From there, we'll do an investment analysis. It's really important that you don't take too much risk with your retirement portfolio. Before you go making changes about all your investments, you should understand what your portfolio looks like. And that's what my team will help you do, is explain what you have in a really easy to understand way, evaluate your risk, map out your income, coordinate your Social Security benefit, and lastly, talk about taxes. So that's all that's included in that complimentary process.
Yeah, gain confidence. And again, we often talk about the fact that you've done an amazing job, you know, getting to the point where you're at, but you just don't have a plan. This is an opportunity to kind of walk through that and talk it out. Again, the number's 800-653-8404, 800-653-8404. Grab one of those complimentary appointments right now. All right, so we're talking about, again, you're age 50 and older, and you're headed towards retirement, and, you know, your foot's on the accelerator. It's getting a little bit quicker. It seems how time just passes very quickly as we get a little bit older. But things that you can be doing, increase the contributions, you know, to your accounts, because once you're 50, you have the catch-up contribution, so you can bump it up there. Maybe in certain portions of your portfolio, you're a little bit more aggressive. You got to be careful. You don't want to be too aggressive, but that's part of planning. And then, you know, your compound interest just doesn't have as much time, and we went through the compound interest calculator, version with Prashant. So, I mean, the numbers can work for you. And then your retirement age. When are you actually going to retire? Is it going to be 65? Maybe you need to work a little bit longer. Maybe you're going to go a little bit early. It depends on your plan and how you're going to handle it. All right, so this next one, you're 50 and older and you're staring retirement down. What about Social Security, Prashant? I mean, this is going to be part of your retirement. So should I just take it when I can take it, which is 62? That's the early or full retirement age, or maybe I wait a little bit longer?
Yeah, so you got to remember, the rule of thumb with Social Security is the longer you wait, the more you get. But I think one thing that advisors in the industry talk about is what's called Social Security maximization. How do I make sure that I get as much out of the system as I possibly can? Now, the interesting thing is this might be a little bit counter to what other advisors say. We're not actually all that concerned with maximizing Social Security. What we look at is optimizing Social Security. And what I mean by that is there's going to be a stage of your life when you're able to enjoy your retirement more than others, right? Between the ages of, say, 65 and, say, 77, 78 years old, that is your prime time in retirement to be able to go do the things that you've always wanted to do that you never had time for. And so I don't necessarily care about maximizing how much income you get over the course of your lifetime. I care about optimizing your income so that the income comes to you during the time that you can enjoy it the most. And so when we run you that Social Security optimization report, it's going to walk you through different strategies. Should I collect it at 65 or 67 or 70? Or does it behoove me to maybe choose a different strategy? And then we will also coordinate that benefit with your spouse's benefit as well if you're married. So there's got to be a lot of coordination involved with this, and that's truly what optimizing Social Security entails. We're going to help you with that.
Tell you, you're 50 and older. There are a lot of things you need to be dialing in on. We're talking about those today. Again, there's an opportunity to increase your contribution limits. You can be a little bit more aggressive in certain parts of the portfolio if you need to be. Again, compound interest, you don't have as much time, but hey, you still have some time. And then maybe you're going to work a little bit past 65. That has to be planned out as well. And then maximizing or optimizing your Social Security, make sure you're doing that. And it's going to be different for everybody out there that's sitting down to put their plan together. Last one we have time for in this portion of the program, specifically for 50 and older, and that's health care. Prashant, we're 50. A lot of people aren't thinking about health care because we're probably doing okay. But once we get into retirement, this is a big, big concern.
Yeah, and we know that healthcare expenses are typically going to rise as you get older, and that really poses this, you know, greater financial burden that we ultimately have to deal with. And if you don't have substantial retirement savings, out-of-pocket healthcare costs can be really, really challenging, Morgan. So it's essential to account for those healthcare expenses. You got to look at things like long-term care. I mean, my own mother was in long-term care for close to 9 years before she passed away. And I'll tell you what, that is expensive, man. It is expensive to go through $8,000, $10,000 a month to take care of a loved one or to take care of yourself when you get to that stage. So look, if you don't have a plan to deal with that, it's going to sneak up on you and it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. So might as well, as difficult as it is to talk about, might as well get out in front of it and try to put some sort of a plan together. That's what working with a specialist can really help you do.
Well, it gives you that ease of mind. We talk about confidence as you move towards retirement. Make sure you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, and talking about all these different areas, especially if you're 50 and older, because you know your numbers are coming up. I mean, retirement is approaching very, very quickly. All right, the opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant and his team ongoing during the course of the show. You can always call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Complimentary, leave the checkbook at home. Opportunity for you to make sure you're on track for your retirement. So, you know, a lot of people out there don't like risk, Prashant. They like things that are a little bit safer. So we're going to talk about some low-risk investments as we wrap up this portion of the show that can build your retirement income. Let's start with real estate.
Yeah, you know, real estate is an interesting asset class because it is one of the only asset classes that has, for the most part, consistently appreciated in value over the last 3 or 4 decades in this country. Now, with that being said, renting out your real estate property can generate cash flow in retirement. And anyone who's listened to our show or seen the TV program or read the book, I'm always talking about how important income is in retirement. I think the higher your income is, the better the outcome is when you get to retirement. And so with that being said, having things that can generate a cash flow in retirement are really good. Real estate is certainly one of those options. So owning a rental property outright without a mortgage, a lot of that can mitigate your risk. And we've talked, you know, ad nauseum in the past about, you know, making sure that you're debt free, if at all possible, when you get to retirement. What better way to relieve some stress on your financial plan than to have a mortgage free rental property that actually generates an income for you heading into retirement and then to and through your retirement as well?
So important to plan these out, giving you some ideas, low-risk investment opportunities as you're moving towards your retirement date. We're going to hit a couple of these real quickly. Bond funds. Let's go there.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to the old kind of diversification ideology that you would have stocks and bonds, right, in your portfolio. And that way, all of your money didn't go up at the same time, but more importantly, didn't all go down, didn't all lose at the same time. And so you can invest in something like a diversified bond portfolio by using mutual funds, using exchange-traded funds. Bond funds really offer a range of options, right? They have passive management, active management, long-term bond funds, short-term duration bonds, international, domestic, government, corporate, so many different types out there, a lot of flexibility. You as an investor, as a pre-retiree or even a retiree, can select the type that is most appropriate for you. Of course, you want to consult with a qualified investment advisor when making those decisions, but bond funds oftentimes give us a lower risk way to invest money. However, Morgan, this is really interesting. 2022, markets were terrible, right?
Yes.
One thing that I found that was really interesting is bond funds also lost a lot of money in 2022. And so all the people, not all, but a lot of the people who were thinking that they were protected by having a bond fund ended up losing a heck of a lot of money in 2022, which is why I think that we have to add another layer of risk management to this. And I think that we have to look at things like fixed indexed annuities as well. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I know we've been getting some chatter about this with the people that come into our office. But look, an indexed annuity, it's not the type of annuity that you're probably used to hearing about, the ones where you get an income for the rest of your life, and then when you pass away, insurance company keeps all of your money. Like, we don't deal with those types of annuities anymore. But the new way that we have working with fixed indexed annuities is when the market goes up, you can participate in some of the market's gains. But when the market goes down, you have a guarantee that you can't actually lose any money due to that market fluctuation. So hypothetically, if I put $200,000 into a fixed indexed annuity and 12 months from now, the stock market is down, I'll still have at least the $200,000 that I put in. If the market goes up, that 200 may be able to grow. And what we're seeing in this day and age is people are using annuities to replace the bond part of their portfolio. Of course, you shouldn't have all your eggs in any one basket. But with that being said, a lot of different options out there, folks. And I'm not saying an annuity is the right thing for every single person out there. It's definitely not what I'm saying. But when you come in to visit with us, we're going to go through all of your options and you can help make the determination as to what is best for you. Our job is to educate. Your job is to decide from there. All you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a call. It's 800-653-8404. It's exclusive to our radio audience. Call in, claim one of those free appointments with my team here at Elite Income Advisors. Get your Retire Smart roadmap in place. Make sure you're on track for your most fulfilling version of retirement. It starts with that phone call. The phone lines are open, 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, having that secure retirement takes planning, but it also takes some time. When we return, we're going to outline ways that you can help ensure you have a retirement worth celebrating. It's all when we return. Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. You can find him at Elite Income Advisors, headquartered Ellicott City, but offices also located in Annapolis and in Rockville for your convenience. It's all about having a plan and being ready for retirement. Prashant's an independent fiduciary and, again, published author, couple of books already, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, and Retire Abundantly. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate, back and forth on so many different retirement topics. You're going to have questions about your own situation, and you can get on the calendar with Elite Income Advisors. We offer up complimentary appointments to our radio listeners while they last, and this is an opportunity to kind of sit down and kind of see where you are. And a lot of you have done an incredible job of saving and accumulating. Now you need to formulate that plan, or you have a plan, but you're not being communicated with. You're a little bit frustrated. You feel like you're not going in the right direction. It's time for a second opinion. You can grab one of the appointments as well. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. So again, we're talking about secure retirement. That's what we want. We want confidence, but it takes planning and it also takes some time. So things that you can be doing, if you are in a workplace retirement plan, a 401k, you really need to max out your contributions.
Yeah. And this goes back to what we talked about in the first part of the show. You want to begin saving for retirement as early as possible, but the workplace retirement offers you higher limits, meaning you can put more money into a 401k or a thrift savings plan than you can in an IRA, for example. So the limits are much higher. Maximize those savings by putting that money into your workplace plan. If your employer gives you a match on that money, then that's free money as a benefit that you get from contributing. That's really important. But the other thing I want to add on to this is if you're eligible to contribute to something like a Roth IRA, that could be tremendously valuable for you for the future because, of course, Roth IRAs hold after-tax dollars. But the most important thing is as that money in the Roth IRA grows, as long as you've had the Roth for more than 5 years, and as long as you're over the age of 59 and a half when you withdraw it, all the growth plus your original principal and contributions is 100% income tax free. So not only do we have the ability to save for retirement, we actually have the ability to save tax efficiently for retirement, which is so very important as you get to your income planning process into your mid and late 50s.
We all want secure retirement as we're heading towards the big day when we walk away from the job, the regular paycheck. How's it all going to work for you? So make sure while you're working, maximize your retirement savings to the best of your ability. And again, have that plan and consider everything that's going to impact you as you move to and through retirement. The debt. We end up getting to this subject, I want to say every single week, Prashant, but if you have high interest debt, I mean, it can really put a hamper on anything you're trying to do in retirement. Certainly, maybe not a hamper, maybe a damper is the best way to describe that. But you really need to look at that high interest debt, whittle it down as low as possible before you get to retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, we talk about it every single week that retirement, just like while you're working, is just a function of what I call money in and money out, right? And the thing is, when you get to retirement and that paycheck stops, you are responsible for recreating that money in, but you're also responsible for keeping that money out as low as possible, especially money out on things that are not actually helping your lifestyle be more fulfilling. And so debt can be a good way of facilitating education or buying a new house or cars earlier in life. But carrying some of that debt into retirement means that you're going to need more money in to service those payments. And unless you've done a really, really good job saving, you saved $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, creating income is one of the more difficult things to do when you get to retirement because you have to balance risk, return, and your ability to access your capital when you get there. So there are a lot of moving parts to this, but I'll tell you what, the less debt you have, the less payments you have, the easier it is to plan.
Tell you, and just having the opportunity to sit down and discuss your goals in retirement, but also, you know, what are your puzzle pieces? And surprisingly enough, one of the puzzle pieces is going to be for a lot of you is the debt. And if it's high interest, I mean, that's going to be one of those glowing puzzle pieces you need to get rid of and replace it with, you know, something else that's going to help you as you move towards retirement. And again, you want that secure retirement. So this next one, no surprise here, creating, you know, income streams in retirement. Make sure if there are any gaps, you've got them covered. But this is an opportunity. You can plan this out and you can make this happen.
Yeah. So in my book, Fiscal Health, Retirement Wealth, I talk about this idea of identifying whether or not you have a gap in your income. And that's what we call the income gap analysis. It's one of the things that we'll help you with when we put together that income for life plan. So how to determine whether or not you have a gap in your income? You start by identifying all of the sources of reliable income that you have, things like Social Security, pension, annuity income, all that stuff should be, in theory, guaranteed to you. Then you compare that. After you take out the taxes, you compare that to your fixed expenses, right? So if I'm spending $7,000 a month and that's what I need to retire, but all my guaranteed and reliable income sources only total up to $5,000 a month after taxes, well, now I have a gap in my income of $2,000. So the first thing we need to do is we need to map out what our sources of income are. Then we need to identify if we have a gap, and then we need to use our investment portfolio or 401k savings or TSP to close that gap in your income. Because what we've found, Morgan, in helping hundreds of people retire over the last several years, is that when you have all the income you need on a monthly basis, it really takes your stress level down in retirement. Yeah. You don't have to worry about the stock market every single day saying, oh, am I going to have enough money this month to do X, Y, or Z? you shouldn't have to live like that in retirement. And that's why I said it earlier. I'll say it again. More income leads to better outcomes in retirement.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio, and the name of the show says exactly what we talk about each and every week. You need to have a plan. You want to retire smart. The opportunity to get on the counter with Prashant and his team is ongoing during the course of this show, and these appointments are complimentary for our radio listeners. 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. Talking about, you know, getting to retirement, having that secure retirement, but it takes planning, and it's not something where you just snap your fingers and it happens. I mean, you really need to put time into this. So max your retirement savings. Reduce what your payment obligations are. We're talking about the high interest debt. Establish, you know, retirement income sources. Where are your money streams coming from? And then how important is this next one, Prashant? Rebalancing your portfolio, and not just once or twice. I mean, do it on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think this is really important, but I'm going to come at this a little bit of a different way. A lot of times these 401k providers offer you the opportunity to do what's called a quarterly rebalance in your portfolio. Now, on the surface, it seems like that could be a really good idea. I actually disagree with that, okay? And I disagree with that because every time you make a shift in your financial position, whether it's your investment portfolio or changing jobs, which affects your income, every financial decision you have when you're within 10 or 15 years from retiring should have a clear-cut purpose behind it. So I would say don't just rebalance for the sake of rebalancing. If you're rebalancing, you should understand how that rebalance affects your ability to generate the type of income that you need in the future. You should understand how rebalancing gets you one step closer to your financial goals, whether it's tax mitigation, legacy planning for leaving an inheritance for children or for charities or grandkids or whatever it is. So every time you make a decision like that, just make sure that you have a purpose behind it. And that really kind of feeds into this idea of reducing your risk in retirement as well, right? And so whether that's investment risk, whether it's political risk, like what happens if Congress changes a law that affects your retirement, like that is a real risk. Inflationary risk is out there. Tax risk is out there. There's a whole heck of a lot of risks out there that you need to be accounting for. And if you've never thought about those risks before, sit down with the pro and let's talk about those risks together. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to open up the phone lines, 800-653-8404. What you might find when you come in is that your plan is in great shape. And if your plan is in great shape, my team is going to tell you that you're in great shape and you don't need to make any changes. But when we examine these risks, when we talk about taxes going up, when we talk about inflation, when we talk about Social Security and your income in retirement, if we find that there are red flags, our team is going to show you, in our from our perspective, the best way to address those. That starts with a phone call, 800-653-8404.
When we return on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, yes, it is time for our scenarios. And again, we want you to listen because these scenarios might be similar to what you're going through, but you need to make sure you are getting a plan put together that is unique to you, customized to you. We'll give you the opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant Sabapathy and Elite Income Advisors when we return. That's all coming up next. Welcome back into Retire Smart Maryland Radio, hosted by Prashant Sabapathy. You can find Prashant at Elite Income Advisors. Check them out online. It's a great resource website, EliteIncomeAdvisors.com. Again, links to the TV show, radio shows, and podcast form. A lot of information there. If there's an event coming up, you can find out how you can get signed up for that. But remember, Prashant's an independent fiduciary, helping hundreds of his clients get ready for retirement. That's what he does. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, we go back and forth on so many different retirement topics. And again, it's always important to remember your situation is unique to you and you need to have a plan just as customized. There's going to be an opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant during the course of this segment, and you can jump on those appointments. And again, have that confidence as you move to and through retirement. So scenarios, Prashant, I'm going to throw them at you. Here we go. Number one, do you pay a higher amount in taxes on a post-tax Roth IRA or a pre-tax 401k. My understanding is that with a 401k, you need to pay taxes on a much higher total given the compounding interest over time versus the much smaller amount in a Roth IRA.
Yeah, this is a classic question, is do we save it before tax and get the deduction up front and then have a bigger compounding balance that becomes taxable later, or do we put it in after tax and have something that's tax-free like a Roth? So, look, I think this all depends on where we think taxes are going to go, right? I think conventional wisdom told us put it into the pre-tax, let it compound for 20 or 30 years, and then when we retire, we'll be in a lower tax bracket, and so we'll have a bigger balance to be able to pull from at a lower tax rate. What we're finding, though, is we're sitting on, what, $34.5 trillion in national debt?
It's a lot.
That is a lot. Unfunded liabilities here with Social Security and Medicare. Some people have it at $40 or $50 trillion over the long term of unfunded liabilities. The writing seems like it's on the wall that taxes are going to go up. And if taxes are going to go up, potentially, anything that's income tax free has now become more valuable. And so when I look at something like a Roth IRA, Roth IRAs could 10, 15, 20 years from now be one of the most valuable types of retirement accounts that we actually have. So look, there is no cookie cutter answer. I don't know that there is just a correct answer to this question. What I would do is I would closely examine my own situation, understand my tax bracket today, project my tax bracket in retirement, and then pick the right type of retirement account to contribute based on that unique set of circumstances.
All right, folks, remember these scenarios. If you have one that's similar, it's not exactly what you're going through, make sure you have a customized retirement plan that's dialed in for you. This will get you thinking about it again. Scenario number two is this one, Prashant. I'm turning 73 coming up in November. When will I be required to make my first RMD, my required minimum distribution, and can I avoid taking the initial withdrawal and the second withdrawal in the same year?
Yeah, great question. So the rule is that in the year that you turn 73, your first required minimum distribution is due by April 1st of the year following the year that you turn 73. However, if you take your first year's RMD before April 1st of the following year, you will still have to take the next year's RMD in that same tax year. So that's really important. Meaning if I turn 73 this November and I take my RMD next February, I will still have to take next year's RMD before December 31st as well, meaning I'll have two RMDs in the same year, which increases my taxable income. What we typically try to do is just take that first RMD by December 31st of the current tax year, even though you have some leeway to wait up until April 1st. Most of our clients end up just taking it in the first year that they become eligible so as not to have to take a double RMD in the following year.
All right, we move to our third scenario, and here it is. And this happens for a lot of people, so listen to this one. I'm inheriting $250,000. I have no savings or retirement. I'm 54 years old currently. How can I invest this money to make it last?
This is a really interesting question, and maybe it's just the advisor in me that's going to kind of nitpick at the language here. So it's, do we want to make the money last, or do we want to make the income that the money can create for you last, right? I always say it's not about running out of money. It's about running out of income one day, right? And so I think this is a really interesting question. If you don't have any retirement savings, if you don't have a pension, I think one of the things you could do with some, not maybe not all of this $250,000, is position some of it to help supplement the Social Security benefit that you're going to get one day. And you do that by creating reliable income that will be there for you for the rest of your life that you cannot run out of. And that just goes back to what we've been talking about, that you need to find different ways to create reliable income to supplement those other guaranteed sources of income when you get to retirement.
So important. Again, we're going over scenarios. And remember, you've got your own individualized situation. I mean, this is you. Or if you're retiring as a couple, that couple is going to have that unique path. You need to have a customized plan put together. And here on Retire Smart Maryland Radio, powered by Elite Income Advisors, the opportunity to get on the calendar with Prashant and his team, it's ongoing during the course of this show. All you've got to do is call 800-653-8404. That's 800-653-8404. That will secure one of the complimentary appointments. And again, you leave the checkbook at home, and this is a great way to kind of test drive, get to know Prashant, get to know how they do their business, and they'll get to know you as well. And if being a fiduciary, if your situation is A-OK, they're going to tell you you're OK. But if there are opportunities to pivot, maybe some ideas, some options, you know, be open-minded to those suggestions. And again, it's all about having plans for your retirement and having confidence in said plans. All right, we've got another scenario for you, Prashant. Here it is. I want to have money to leave to my children after retirement and, of course, when I eventually pass away. If I have $1 million saved at retirement and I apply that 3 or 4% rule and only take withdrawals at that rate for the rest of my life, will my initial investment still be at $1 million after 30 or more years in retirement if I invest, say, 50-50 in stocks and bonds?
I'll tell you what, Morgan, if I could answer this one with certainty, I might be on a beach somewhere doing something different, right?
Right.
So look, the way I look at this is you want to give your retirement plan the highest probability of being successful, however you have to do that, right? And so, look, we can't forecast exactly what's going to happen in the market. So it's really hard to say if that $1 million will still be $1 million after considering inflation and withdrawals. Because if the market does really well, it's highly likely that that $1 million will have grown and you'd actually have more at the time that you pass away than what you started. But if we go through another time frame like we saw from 2000 through 2013, where we went through the dot-com crisis, we had that recovery, and then we had the great financial crisis of 07, 08, 09, that could really shrink your balance if you're taking money out while the market is going down. So I think if legacy planning is important to you, you want to maybe dedicate a part of your plan to accomplish that legacy planning. I'll tell you a great strategy that I use. This actually happened with a real life client. She was taking out her required minimum distribution each and every year. She had done a great job saving, but she was a widow, so she didn't need the money because the house was paid off. Mm-hmm. She's living very modestly on Social Security. And so basically her RMD every year was about $50,000 before taxes. So she takes the $50,000, she comes out with about $35,000 a year. And every single year, year after year, she would ask me, Prashant, what do I do with this $35,000? And one of the things that we did for her is we actually set her up with a life insurance policy. Now, that sounds weird to set someone up with a life insurance policy who has no debt. But the great thing about life insurance is that when you pass away, that life insurance benefit goes to your beneficiaries 100% income tax free. And so what we did is she takes out that $35,000 after tax, puts it into a life insurance policy, and then when she passes away, there's going to be $1.5 million of extra tax free benefits left to her beneficiary, her three girls, when she passes away. And that's how we were able to create $1.5 million of legacy for her using a portion of her overall assets. And I think strategies like that are what set a real good retirement and legacy and estate plan apart from just the average status quo.
So, Prashant, how important is it for a prospective client or a current client to come in when they sit down with you, be open-minded? This is a big step for them to come in. They're very, maybe a little bit nervous. It's their finances. They're a little bit worried. But you really need to kind of say, you know what? I'm working with someone that does this on a daily basis. I'm gonna come in. I'm going to be open-minded about it.
I think that's really important. And to make that process easier and a little bit more comfortable for the people that come in to visit, here's the personal guarantee that I give to every single person that my team sits down with. And I don't use the word guarantee often in this industry, but my personal guarantee is that when you come in to visit with us, there will be absolutely nothing you can buy that first visit to come in. So when you come in with an open mind, you leave the checkbook at home, you tell us what you're concerned about, whether it's income, Social Security, legacy planning, higher taxes, inflation, whatever is keeping you up at night, my team will try to address your concerns. And what we're going to do is we're not going to say, this is our plan, take it or leave it. We're going to have a conversation with you to determine whether or not we're even the right fit to help you out. A lot of people that come in, they're a great fit for us, but our show, our radio show, our television program, it's not designed to turn every single person into a client. All we're doing is getting you the information you need to make really good decisions. You determine whether or not we're even the right fit to help you out. So it all starts with that phone call. This will be the last opportunity for today's program to get on the schedule. So when you call in 800-653-8404. Have your calendar in front of you, okay? My team is ready to schedule those appointments. The slots fill up really quickly. Our office is busy, so all you have to do is pick up the phone, get your Retire Smart Roadmap looked at. It's 800-653-8404.
Another edition of Retire Smart Maryland Radio in the books. Man, time flies when you're spreading the knowledge. It's all about retirement planning. Call the number 800-653-8404 to get that Retire Smart Roadmap put together. Again, it is complimentary. We're back next week. For Prashant, I'm Morgan. See you on the radio.
Guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. If you withdraw money from or surrender your contract within a certain period of time after investing, the insurance company may assess the surrender charge. Withdrawals may be subject to tax penalties and income taxes. Persons selling annuities and other insurance products receive compensation for these transactions. Products are subject to fees and additional expenses. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Elite Income Advisors Incorporated is registered as an investment advisor with the state of Maryland and only transacts business in states where the firm is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by security regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. You should always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.